The IJC is an agency made up of Canadian and U.S. officials who monitor the overall health of the Great Lakes. Every 2 years, the agency issues a report. This year's report says the two governments have made progress in cutting releases of many toxic chemicals, and scientists are closer to understanding how global climate change is likely to affect the Great Lakes. But the report says other issues require urgent attention. It calls for government action to reduce mercury emissions from coal-fired power plants. Mercury can cause nerve and developmental damage when it's eaten in fish. And U.S. co-chair Dennis Shornack says the government should do more to stop invasive alien species from getting into the Great Lakes.
We still don't have measures in place that would stop ballast water-mediated transfers of species from abroad. We've still got a threat with the Asian carp coming up the Chicago Ship and Sanitary Canal, and incomplete funding for the barrier to stop that invasion there.
The report also urges scientists to figure out why Lake Erie's water quality is degrading again after years of improvement. And there are always new challenges, according to Canadian co-chair Herb Gray.
There are new families of chemicals getting into the water. The fire retardants, which are great for your furniture, but not great in drinking water.
This was the 12th biennial report on Great Lakes water quality. The report says it's now time for a comprehensive review of the agreement between the U.S. and Canada to clean up and protect the Great Lakes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.